This is Songs from Studio C on North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford, and for the entire month of May, we'll be dedicating our show to reviewing this year's South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. We'll begin part one of the series by exploring the music of two acts we discovered on our first night of the fest, German garage rockers Gurr and the world's only emo rock puppet band, Fragile Rock.
My name is Andrea, and my instrument is the guitar.
Okay, so my name is Laura. We were invited to South by Southwest because we played Reeperbahn Festival in Hamburg. It's like the equivalent, I think, of South by Southwest in Germany. And then the head of South by Southwest saw us, and he brought us over here. And we're super excited. There are so many great bands that we never get to see in Europe. And that's just so exciting that we have all these bands on the bill and they're constantly around you. And you're, as a European, you just feel like, oh, I'm suddenly in the middle of all of this scene that I've been following online for so long. And that's really overwhelming and cool for us.
It's a little bit like walking through a practice space building, because you hear like everywhere on the street coming out music from different genres. It's really crazy, actually.
Yeah. Showcase festivals are weird in itself, right? Because you don't perform in front of fans, you perform in front of industry people, and you perform in front of people that are new to your music. And we were really surprised that people, like two or three people after the show, maybe a couple more, were like coming up and like, we heard you online, but still we are like really breaking here, or like we're just really new. But we love it that people were like stayed throughout our shows and like still liked it, and that you guys are now here to talk to us, and that's just really cool.
Another highlight from our first day at South By was the hilarious antics of Fragile Rock, the world's only emo puppet band. A standout moment was when frontman Brentley Heilbronn addressed some feedback issues during the performance.
A song for her that I wrote, but she can't hear it because she got no ears.
Oh, that's just.
Oh my God. Why would you say that?
I think she can't hear you.
She's standing right beside you.
It's completely inappropriate.
That emo feedback is amazing.
It's okay.
Come on now.
It reflects upon the sadness of what we're doing. And the pointlessness of South by Southwest, like we're okay. In a giant Doritos bag.
What?
Thanks for listening to part one of our series recapping this year's South by Southwest Music Festival. For lots more South by Southwest content, including videos of today's featured artists, head to our website, mynspr.org. And tune in next week when we meet with Kendrick Lamar collaborator Anna Wise and LA folk punk rockers Girlpool. Songs from Studio C is a production of North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford.